So, you have a new Star Wars script for me?
Yes, sir, I do. It's gonna be called Episode 3, Revenge of the...
Actually, I got your email about the title, and you realize we can't do that, right?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, you can't use that kind of language in a movie title, and it also just feels like immature potty humor.
Oh, no, it's Revenge of the Sith.
Oh, okay, I must have misread it. I was like, is this gonna be about a toilet that backs up?
No, it's about Star Wars stuff.
Well, I'm relieved. So what happens in the movie?
Oh, well, we're gonna start with a bunch of space stuff happening, like a whole lot of it. It's not really gonna be clear who's who, but it's gonna be like, yeah, something's happening for sure.
Very exciting.
Yeah, and Palpatine's been kidnapped by Count Dooku, so Obi-Wan and Anakin have to save him.
Okay.
So they go fight Count Dooku, and Palpatine convinces Anakin to cut Dooku's head off.
Yikes, must have been tough to convince him to do something like that.
Actually, super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he just makes a very compelling argument, and that convinces him.
Well, what does he say to him?
He says, do it.
Oh, very convincing.
Yeah.
So what else happens in the movie?
Oh, well, Padme is pregnant now, and her and Anakin are just super in love.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, so we're gonna have some amazing romantic dialogue going on between them.
Like what?
Well, for example, he's gonna be like, you're so beautiful, and she's gonna be like, it's only because I'm so in love, and he's gonna be like, no, it's because I'm so in love with you.
Oh, very romantic and realistic, because people talk like that.
Yeah, I don't want to toot my own horn or anything, but... you know, Shakespeare can suck it. I'm the greatest writer now.
Oh, dethroning Shakespeare is tight.
It is. So anyway, Anakin has a nightmare that Padme dies, and he's like, oh, I don't like that at all.
Okay.
So then the whole movie, Palpatine's gonna be like, Anakin, you know, if you join the dark side, you can stop people from dying.
That is a pretty good sales pitch, and what else is going on?
Oh, well, Yoda's gonna go fight alongside some Wookiees against a droid army.
Oh, why is he doing that?
So we can have some Wookiees in the movie.
Oh, people like Wookiees.
Yeah, we'll have Yoda fight alongside Chewbacca.
Doesn't that create some problems for the original trilogy? Like, Han Solo doesn't believe in the Jedi, but we're saying that his partner fought alongside one?
Well, yeah, but if we don't include this Chewbacca scene, we're not gonna get to see Chewbacca.
Oh, yeah, that is a good point. Okay, keep it in.
We're also gonna have Obi-Wan go fight this bad guy, General Grievous.
And what's his deal?
Well, he was trained in the Jedi arts by Count Dooku.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, and apparently he was also trained in the helicopter arts by a helicopter.
Oh, very cool.
Anyway, so much later in the movie, Anakin's gonna finally figure out that Palpatine is a Sith Lord.
Wow, took him a while. That's the most obviously evil character I've ever seen.
Yeah, and so he tells Mace Windu, who goes to confront Palpatine.
And how does that go?
Oh, not well. Palpatine shoots some lightning at Mace Windu, and he deflects it back and starts to kill him.
Oh.
And Anakin's standing there like, oh boy, I don't want either of these people to die.
So Anakin tells Palpatine to stop shooting the lightning so Mace Windu can stop deflecting it at him?
Nope, he cuts off Mace Windu's arm, and Palpatine sends him flying out the window.
Oh my god.
Yeah, Anakin was conflicted about it, but as soon as he did it, he's like, well, I guess I'm evil now.
Wow, ready to go.
And so Palpatine is like, hey, I need you to go murder some kids real quick, and Anakin's like, yep, I'm on it.
Oh, wow, that's a huge escalation. Wasn't he conflicted like 2 seconds ago?
Yeah, but he decided to be evil now, so he's fine with killing kids.
Jeez.
Yeah, and then Palpatine calls for Order 66, which makes all the clones kill all the Jedi.
Oh, no.
Except our favorites.
Oh, okay, good.
Oh, and we're also gonna find out why Anakin is called Darth Vader.
Oh, and why is that?
Because Palpatine was like, this is gonna be your name now.
Oh, right, okay.
Anyway, so then Obi-Wan watches some security footage of Anakin killing children and pledging himself to Palpatine, so he's like, oh, this guy's up to no good.
He's not wrong.
And so he goes to tell Padme, and she's like, there's no way Anakin would do something like that. I don't believe you.
Didn't Anakin tell her in the last movie that he killed a bunch of Tusken Raider children?
Yeah, he did tell her that, but I guess she forgot, because she's real dumb now.
Oh, okay.
So then Obi-Wan has to go kill Anakin, and they have this big lava fight. Like, it goes on for a while.
Wow.
And Obi-Wan's gonna be like, Anakin, Chancellor Palpatine is evil, and Anakin's gonna be like, from my point of view, the Jedi are evil.
Oh, okay, that's just some placeholder text, right? You're gonna put in some less ridiculous dialogue?
It was placeholder dialogue, but I forgot the login information for my laptop, so we're kinda stuck with it now.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
So then they keep fighting, but at a certain point, Obi-Wan goes up a hill a little bit.
Okay.
And so he's like, well, it's over, Anakin, I have the high ground.
What is he talking about?
Well, Obi-Wan's a little higher up than Anakin, so that's basically checkmate, you know? You can't win if you don't have the high ground.
What about in Phantom Menace? When Darth Maul had the high ground and Obi-Wan killed him.
Oh, well, that doesn't count, though.
Why not?
Because I forgot about that.
Oh, fair enough.
So then Obi-Wan chops off Anakin's limbs and leaves him to burn to death.
Oh my god.
And then Padme dies after giving birth to Luke and Leia.
Wait, 9 months have passed?
Apparently, yes, they have.
Wow, so what happens to her? Were there complications during childbirth?
No. She just doesn't feel like living anymore.
What are you talking about?
She was so sad that she died. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, maybe we should go with the complications thing.
Okay, we'll go with complications.
Okay, great.
In the sense that she just got out of of a complicated relationship and died from sadness.
Ah, never mind.
So then Bail Organa takes baby Leia, and Luke gets sent to Tatooine to Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru.
Why do they bring him there?
So that Anakin can't find him.
So they bring him to his actual family and let him keep the Skywalker name. I feel like he'd be easy to track down.
Yeah, well, I kind of have no choice but to shove everybody into their starting positions for A New Hope, so it doesn't really matter if it doesn't make sense.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, like Yoda pieces out to Dagobah because he's embarrassed.
Oh.
And then Palpatine's gonna hook Anakin up with the Darth Vader costume and tell him that Padme's dead.
Oh, and what does Anakin say?
He says, no!
That seems about right.
And so, yeah, that's about it. That's the story of Anakin and Palpatine and stuff.
Wow, yeah, we spent a lot of time with them. It's gonna be nice in the future to make more of these movies and kind of steer away to other villains.
Oh, for sure. It'll be nice to switch it up a bit.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you like that pitch meeting. There are over 100 pitch meetings on the channel, so check some of those out. You can also let me know in the comment section what other movies you'd like to see pitch meetings for. Don't forget to like and subscribe and share on Twitter, Facebook, all the stuff that helps out a lot. As always, check back soon for a new pitch. Bye-bye.